Supreme Court has agreed to hear whether former President Donald Trump can be disqualified from primary ballots. The move puts the court at the center of the 2024 presidential campaign, where Trump is the Republican frontrunner. The case involves a decision by the Colorado Supreme Court, but any ruling could cover the entire country. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson has been following these developments and joins us now. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Juana.
Carrie, I have to say the Supreme Court seems to be moving quite quickly here. Tell us why.
Yeah, just a few days ago, lawyers for Trump asked the high court to take this case. They say it's of exceptional importance. The first time judges have moved to bar voters from casting their ballots for a leading presidential candidate. And voters in Colorado who sued to throw Trump off the ballot there also wanted the Supreme Court to weigh in. Time is really of the essence since states print ballots early for absentee voters and military service members. The Supreme Court scheduled argument in this case for February 8th, and a decision may need to come soon because Super Tuesday is happening in early March.
That's right. And Carrie, what are the key legal questions that the court is facing here?
This all revolves around part of the 14th Amendment that was passed after the Civil War to keep Confederates out of government. The language there says people who have taken an oath of office and then engage in insurrection can be disqualified from holding office. Some of the questions are, does that language actually apply to a president? Does Congress have to do something to ensure the candidate is yanked off the ballot? And did Donald Trump himself engage in insurrection nearly 3 years ago? The Supreme Court in Colorado answered yes, and so did the Secretary of State in Maine, but other states have gone the other way. That's why it's so important to get answers that would cover the entire country.
I mean, Carrie, as you've pointed out, both sides had been urging the Supreme Court to get involved here, and now they have. So what comes next?
We've already seen a number of groups write friend of the court briefs in support of Trump and to oppose him. More of that's going to come in the next few weeks. And it's going to be a continuing issue on the campaign trail. Trump is arguing it should be up to voters and Congress to decide these big questions. But his fate now rests with the Supreme Court, including three justices he appointed there.
Right. And the court is already considering a separate case related to the Capitol riot on January 6th. Tell us what's underway there.
In that case, a former police officer who's been charged with crimes is arguing prosecutors used a law that should not apply to him. That law covers obstruction of justice for impeding an official proceeding, in this case, the certification of the 2020 election. But this former officer says the law is designed for accounting fraud and document tampering, not what happened at the Capitol 3 years ago. This all matters because the Justice Department has used that charge in 300 cases related to January 6th, including two charges against Donald Trump, who's pleaded not guilty.
And tomorrow, of course, is the third anniversary of the ransacking of the Capitol by supporters of former President Trump. And Carrie, I know that you were at the Justice Department today for an event. What do leaders there have to say about January 6th?
Attorney General Merrick Garland said it was really an attack on the cornerstone of democracy. He spoke up to support the brave law enforcement officers who protected members of Congress that day. 140 of them were injured. He said his prosecutors would hold all perpetrators to account for their actions, presumably including the former president, Donald Trump.
Thank you, Carrie.
My pleasure.